DYH, WD4DYH, AD7LT. You listening, Johnny?
Mission, please repeat. KQ4LOO.
RZ, KQ4, question mark. This is AD7LT, Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango. Name is Dan, Delta Alpha November. Go ahead.
Tango Alpha Lima Tau. I don't know who you were trying to request, but I just wanted to check in and say that I heard you. Apparently, the person you were trying to reach out to is not there. KQ4LOO.
Yeah, he's not there. Anyway, no, I just adjusted the mic gain on this rig. It's a Yaesu FTM-10. It was a little motorcycle designed for motorcycles, really. But you can set the mic gain. It is very variable, from minimum to low to medium to high to very high or maximum. But I don't know how it got set on medium. You would think that's where it would go, but I found out, you know, I guess it's designed because of road noise and stuff when you got it on a motorcycle. But anyway, if I have it set on anything but minimum, I get a lot of distortion. How's the audio quality?
It sounds like there's a tiny bit of white noise, but other than that, you're very clear. I mean, I can understand everything you said. I think you probably said your call sign a little bit too fast, but you're actually sounding pretty clear, but it's like while you're talking.
I'm barefoot. I'm probably on 10 watts. I don't know. Trying to remember how I set the power set on this thing. I think it's just on the 10 watts. But anyway, I've got a bad, sort of a bad chest cold, so my voice is pretty froggy right now. But anyway, well, I appreciate the signal report. We're sitting over here at the recycling in front of the Traveler's Rest Summary Court office, North Greenville Summary Court, I guess. Beautiful afternoon. Two Sheriff's Department patrol deputies just pulled in on motorcycles. And I see them over here a good bit because they, when I see them over here, they're usually coming right off of the Swamp Rabbit Trail. And they get to ride the Swamp Rabbit Trail on a motorcycle. So pretty cool job if you can get it. But anyway, back to you, Tal. This is Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango, AD7LT.
What? Delta 7 Lingo. I think you said Tango. Actually, it's unfortunate you're having to sit out there by and watch all the cops roll over here. But, it must be kind of cool if they get to ride their bikes up and down the Swamp Rabbit Trail when there's supposed to be no motorized vehicles at all on Swamp Rabbit Trail.
Yeah, they're assigned that as a route since the Sheriff's Department has jurisdiction on it. Greenville City would have jurisdiction on their end of it. And I don't know, I guess Traveler's Rest would have jurisdiction on their end of it, but the Sheriff's Department's got it all, so I guess they've assumed responsibility for patrolling it for security, and that's probably a good thing. Any time I've walked down the Swamp Rabbit Trail, a lot of single young women, a lot of them students at Furman, out by themselves on that trail, and of course it goes down an old railroad bed out through the woods, and up on this end of it there's not a lot of development, but there's clear access to it. So I know my wife is out there walking it right now, and I just didn't feel up going today with this chest cold, but never hurts my feelings to see a little bit of a blue presence in areas like that. Back to you, Tal. and I'm sorry. Only thing I'm worse at remembering calls is remembering names. Go ahead. 87LT.
That would be Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar. Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar. But yeah, I mean, that's cool. I'm not sure how they feel about e-bikes. I've thought about maybe doing that. I used to live in TR over there at Sunny Slopes by the hospital in TR. And it's not too far from Marietta. Actually, it's not too far from the high school for that matter. Or actually the other school too. I think it's the middle school there too. But yeah, I used to live right there by the cemetery. So, matter of fact, I could throw a rock and probably hit a headstone, to be honest with you. But that's where I used to live, so I'm pretty familiar with that area.
KQ4LOO, this is 87LT. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. And the trail, I think the trail ends somewhere over there towards Angles. I don't know how far it goes. I've never been to that end of it. I don't know whether you have or not.
Sure, I think that's exactly where it ends at. It's right at Angles.
They're being used, and they make beautiful recreational trails. To your question about the e-bikes, I do not know if the e-bikes are allowed on the trail. You would think that there, where it says no motorized vehicles, they might explain that. But I mean, does that include these kids that are, you know, running around with little electric scooters? You know, this little tiny push off scooters, or I just don't know.
Soon they would probably let that go. If it's no more than like that, and doesn't go into the realm of like dirt bikes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, gasoline power definitely, I think, would be verboten. But electric, I just don't know.
But anyway, I'm about to I have to get ready to head for a pool league game tonight. So I'm in the APA, currently playing out of the Piedmont area. So I'm getting ready to let you go. It's good talking to you. Once again, this is Tao, Tango Alpha Lima, Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar. You're coming in pretty good for what you got. I think you said you're on a motorcycle. Is that correct?
No, we're not on a motorcycle. We're on a Yaesu rig that was designed for motorsports. It's a Foxtrot Tango Mike. The number 10, FTM 10.
That's not necessarily an HT, is it, or is it a mobile rig?
It's got a remote head on it. I've got it operating remote. The body of the rig's here in my console, and the head is mounted on my dashboard. Go ahead.
Today I'm speaking to you off an Icon 2730B. Bravo.
I'll go ahead and sign with you here. I'm waiting to get on 25, and I know you're about to get off the air. So, thanks for the QSO. Enjoyed it, Tal. And 73s to you. KQ4. I think it's TOO. Or LOO, rather. This is Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango. I'll be through on your final, 73.
Good talking to you too, brother. Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar, and I'll be standing by.